Here's a question nobody in your industry is asking yet, but everyone should be. When someone types best financial advisor near me or top business coach in Phoenix into ChatGPT or Perplexity, how does the AI decide who to recommend? This isn't a hypothetical. It's happening right now. AI agents are becoming the new referral network, and if you don't understand how they work, you're already falling behind. I'm Nick Gaske from Podbros Media, and today on the Podbros Playbook, we're getting into something that should matter to every professional who depends on referrals to grow their practice. Whether you're a CPA, a business coach, a wealth advisor, or an attorney, what you're about to hear is going to change how you think about your online presence. Because the rules of getting recommended have completely changed. Let's talk about how it used to work. For decades, the referral game was simple. You did great work. A happy client told a friend. That friend called you. Done. Maybe you had a decent website, showed up to some networking events, asked a few people to leave you a Google review. But what happens when the person who would have asked that friend for a recommendation asks an AI instead? This is the shift that's happening right now. A recent survey found that nearly 40% of Gen Z adults already use AI tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity, or Gemini as their primary search tool. And that number is climbing fast across every age group. Even older, more established clients, the kind of high net worth individuals most of you are trying to reach, are starting to use AI to vet professionals before they ever pick up a phone. So the question becomes, what does an AI agent look at when it decides who to recommend? Here's what I found, and this is based on studying how these tools actually work. AI agents are trained on the open web. They learn from content that exists online. When they're asked to recommend an expert, they surface names that have strong trust signals in their training data. What are those signals? Four big ones. First, original published content. Not content you share or repost. Content you wrote or recorded. Articles, podcast episodes, videos where you explain your expertise in your own words. The more you have, the more the AI has to learn from and reference. Second, consistent publishing frequency. AI systems notice patterns. A professional who has published 20 podcast episodes over the past year looks more credible than someone with one blog post from 2022. Consistency signals you're active, relevant, and reliable. Third, audio and video presence. This one matters more than most people realize. Podcast transcripts, video captions, and spoken content create a different kind of data trail than written text alone. They also create content that gets shared, indexed, and referenced across more platforms. Fourth, structured data. Schema markup, well-organized metadata, consistent NAP information, which stands for name, address, phone. AI systems use this to understand who you are, what you do, and where you serve clients. Professionals with clean, structured data are easier for AI to confidently recommend. Now here's the part that should make you sit up a little straighter. Which type of professional naturally creates all four of these signals at once? Podcasters. When you record a podcast episode, you generate original content. You do it consistently on a schedule. You produce audio content that gets transcribed and distributed across multiple platforms. And when you have a professional media setup, you get proper metadata, proper schema, proper structured data built in. One podcast episode can create a blog post, social media content, video clips, email newsletter content, and searchable transcripts. That's not just marketing. That's exactly the kind of content ecosystem that AI agents are trained to recognize as a credible, authoritative source. I'm based here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I work with professionals across the Phoenix metro and nationwide who are waking up to this reality. The advisors, attorneys, and coaches who started building their content presence a year ago are now showing up in AI recommendations. The ones who waited are scrambling to catch up. And what I see over and over is that the professionals who feel too busy to do content, who think, that's not really for me, are often the ones with the most expertise to share. They're the ones who should be getting recommended. But because they have no digital content footprint, the AI doesn't know they exist. That's the real cost here. It's not just missed website traffic. It's missed referrals from a system that your best potential clients are already using to find their next advisor, their next attorney, their next coach. That's where Podbros Media comes in. We built a system specifically for professionals like you. We handle the entire content production process, the recording, the editing, the publishing, the SEO, the structured data, all of it. You show up, you talk about what you know, and we turn that into a branded media presence that AI agents can find, trust, and recommend. No tech headaches, no figuring out equipment, no wondering if you're doing it right. Just your expertise, professionally produced and distributed so the right people find you, whether they're searching on Google or asking ChatGPT. If you want to see exactly what that looks like, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session and book a free strategy call with our team. We'll look at your current content presence, show you what AI agents are seeing when they search your name or your practice area, and put together a plan to get you where you should be. The AI referral era is already here. The professionals who understand it earliest are going to have a significant advantage, and I want that to be you. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook. If this episode helped you think differently about how AI is changing the referral game, share it with a colleague who needs to hear it. We'll see you next time.